Big punch.
Well, that was much better, yeah.
I work for the Leeds Council, the refuse department.
What's a typical day for you?
I get up at 5 o'clock. I go into work for 6. I finish work at 2. I'll shoot home. I have something quick to eat up the gym for 3 or 3 to warm up, ready to train at 4. I train 2 sessions a day, Monday, Wednesday and Fridays, and then single sessions. We have Sundays off. Finish training about 6, stretch, cool down, we look in about 7, go and prepare all my food for the following day, go to bed and away to go again.
Come on, 110, come on.
How is your training going?
My training is going very well. Exciting time, really exciting. And I the last few days, you know, champagne bottle with the bubbles, that's what I get in my belly, and I'm like, calm down, just concentrate on one day at a time and just give everything in it and see what happens.
Tell me, though, about your career as a weightlifter. I mean, what have been the ups and downs over the last few years?
For me, the lowest point was Delhi. I bombed. I went out in a snatch. I missed my first snatch. Went out in a second one. I missed that one. And went out in a third and missed that one. And, you know, I was devastated. My soul was broke and I couldn't take any more. I thought that was it, the weightlifting. I hung my boots up. I went home.
How do you pick yourself up after something like that?
Thomas Fair, which is the national coach, he was very good at that time. Fiona, the performance manager, she was supportive. They gave me the space, but also, thankfully, they didn't let me go. They'd give me a text every now and again, how are we feeling, and when are we coming back to Leeds? It was difficult.
What about the high points? What's been the best thing in the last few years?
I'm still waiting for my high point, and hopefully it'll be getting to the Olympic Games.
Easy, clean.